The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Hello, you're watching The Big Story with me, Olivia Kui. Remember to subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss an episode. From next Thursday, May 19th until June the 30th, you'll have to pay $3 more on the surcharge when taking a taxi from Changi Airport. Currently, such trips cost an additional $5 on Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays from 5 p.m. to before midnight, and an additional $3 at all other times. So the increased surcharge means rides from the airport will cost an additional $8 every day from 5 p.m. to before midnight, and an extra $6 at all other times. Well, this was announced by Changi Airport Group, which says comes amid a reluctance from cabbies to go to the airport to pick up passengers, despite a revival in international air travel. Transport correspondent Kok Yu Feng is here. So Yu Feng, why aren't the taxis returning to the airport terminals, especially when there's money to be made with more people travelling internationally these days?
I think from what the taxi drivers and operators have been telling me and my colleagues, there are a few factors at play here. So one, I think, is that COVID-19 has sort of changed the industry in a bit, in the sense that, cabbies have been leaving the industry for over the past 2 years to seek other jobs, especially those driving the night shift and those driving, maybe to Changi Airport as well. And so habits of these drivers have changed as well over the period of the past 2 years, given that there's been border closures and a lot of travellers coming to Singapore. So not many drivers will actually go to Changi Airport to pick up passengers. And so the recent revival in air travel and in economic activity has been also been quite sudden and quite abrupt. So I think what we're hearing is that more time is needed for operators to hire more drivers, as well as for these drivers to build a habit of actually going back to Changi to pick up passengers. Another side effect of the increased activity that's been going on recently is that there's been a higher demand for cabs in all parts of Singapore, especially like the CBD, especially at night and on the weekends as well. So right now there's a bit of a lack of cabs and drivers around Singapore, so it's not just at the airport, but overall I think the idea is that many drivers feel it's not worth it to go all the way to the Changi Airport to pick up passengers because they can make money ferrying customers anywhere else in Singapore. And when they go to the airport, for example, they might have to wait for up to 38 minutes or 45 minutes for the flight to arrive, and they need to wait in line with the engine switched on. So, given the high cost of fuel right now, this also makes it quite unappealing for them to go all the way to the airport to pick up passengers when they can earn more money elsewhere.
Right. So, with all that said, do you think this move will bring more taxis to Changi Airport, or will it exacerbate the problem of a lack of taxis over there, given that passengers could opt for cheaper alternatives as well?
I think it's a bit hard to say at the moment whether or not the increase in surcharge will actually bring back more cabbies to Changi. The question is whether or not the $3 hike makes it worth it for cabbies to go back to Changi in the first place. And number two, I think there's also the issue of whether or not passengers might be put off with the higher fares, given that there's also prices going up for other goods and commodities as well. And so those with maybe a tighter budget might not be willing to pay the extra money. But I will say that I think Changi Airport Group has been putting up other incentives to attract cabbies to the airport. For example, giving them a $10 bonus if they make certain amount of trips during certain time periods, and offering free coffee in the morning. And these schemes will continue on until June as well. So I think the question really is whether or not these are effective, and I think it's hard to tell for now.
Well, Yufeng, are you able to say what types of passengers would be affected the most by this move?
I would think that it affects actually all passengers travelling from Changi Airport to the city in Singapore or to elsewhere in Singapore. I would assume that maybe it affects tourists more or foreigners more, because they might not be able to access apps like Grab or other transport options in Singapore. So they might be more reliant on taking a taxi, but I think it affects most commuters travelling out of Changi Airport at the moment.
Well, thanks so much for weighing in, Yu Feng. That was transport correspondent Kong Yu Feng.